Okay, today, continues Simin Yud, and we really come to a place where Simin Yud becomes a piece of a much bigger controversy in Klal Yisrael. But let's review what Simin Yud is about. It starts off on the topic of one lav in the Torah, Ma'aseh Gerushasai. Simin, it doesn't come up much. It's unfortunately getting our comment. But taking back a divorced wife is not common. And in any event, it's mutter for a non-kayin unless she married in the interim. So Simin Yud, Sif Aleph, or Sif Aleph and Beis are really rare situations. Lava Mazig Rushasa. Sif Gimel, which we learned last week, discusses Mazig Rushasa, Drabanan Dikadina Mazig Rushasa, not well known, although it's a Mishnah in Gittin. Not very often does it come up, but there's a halacha that Drabanan made a takana that if someone is Maithi Ishtai Vishum Shem Ra, or Nidrainis or Eilinis, if someone is Maithi his wife for one of these three reasons, Shem Ra means there are rumors of her behaving in a priestistic way, or Nidranis, she makes Nidarim all the time, or she appears to be an alienist, any of these three things. If he gives her a get, we tell him that he can't be Mazig Rushase even if she doesn't remarry. If he gives her a get for these three reasons, he absolutely cannot be Mazig Rushase. Why? So there's a difference of opinion. The majority Rishayim opinion is the Gemara's first. The Gemara gives two reasons. Right, Rishayim hold the first reason, which we're going to discuss, which is because of Maitzi Laz. What does Maitzi Laz mean? We're afraid a man divorces his wife because of a shame rat, and then we're afraid that she'll go remarry and be a very tzniyistic woman, and he's going to come and tell us, I don't think it was a mistake. I believe the rumors. I shouldn't have believed the rumors that she's priestistic. And look at her, she's theistic. So the whole get is a get pitos. He's going to go and say that the get was a get in error. The same thing, an alienist, the rumor she's an alienist, and then she'll have a child. He'll say, I would have never divorced her. Nidranis will say, had I known that you could be matineder, she could be matineder so easily, I would have never divorced her. So Matneo, it saw us Laz. Chazal made a takana that you should know. Bezin tells him. Shulchan Aruch says Bezin tells him b'shas ma'isa. They have the idea that you can't take her back. That the sifav amaytei sishta b'shemech medvarim halalu. Oimrim loy have the idea she'ain ata mazira loylam. At the time he gives the get, we tell him have the idea she'ain mazira loylam. You should know this is final. No excuses. So this is a takana drabana, which we can understand.
What she wants.
Because of Maitzi Laz, it's not relevant what she wants. What does it have to do? What does it do? She wants, she doesn't want. What's
ahead
of
her party?
But what's the difference? A get is bal karcha. Once he gives a get, the get is done. Right? Her intention, in Kedushin, her intention matters. In Gittin, it doesn't.
She can't be Mokheles, Maitzi Laz. She can't say, I don't mind being Maitzi Laz.
No, we're afraid that next time, now there's no Laz, she didn't marry anyone else. But we're afraid that next time, they'll say, remember, the other person's get was bottled. So this is also not a get. We're not afraid this time. Remember, this time she got divorced. If she marries someone else, she can't go back anyway. But even now, she wants to. They want to go back. If he wants to remarry her now, we say we're afraid that there's going to be a tzaras laz. It must be that b'shas get. We tell him this is final. We're very afraid of a laz of.
So he can have a new tshuva on that.
Rav Pam, don't worry about tshuva. Right now we're dealing with it, whether the get's a good get. He doesn't have to do tshuva. Why does he have to do tshuva? Whatever error did he do? What are you talking about? Why does she have to be Michael? He's allowed to give her a get. Why does she have to be Michael? Huh? Why does she have to be Michael? For what reason? He wasn't mighty to Laz. Other people are mighty to Laz. He just responded to the Laz. You have to understand the case. We're going to get into a much deeper discussion. A very simple case, I think. A man divorces his wife because there are rumors that she's a prude.
He's saying it.
And I'll explain. Even if he says it, B'lashon Kafel. Look in Shulchan Aruch. Maitzis Yisrael Shemra, Shiatzalev. And Nishon Nidranis, Shialinis, Lo Yazer. The Eshaimim, Davka Ba'amalam, Ne Kach Ani Maitziacha. The Kafel Devar of Leimer. Imole Kach Lo Yaisi Maitziacha. Davka he says so, B'shem Get. Now the first Shita holds, if he says B'lashon Kafel, I'm giving you a get because of the rumor. If there was no rumor, I wouldn't divorce you. So then we're afraid he'll be mighty lies later. I'll get to that. Good. So it's not, there are three sheetahs in Shulchan Aruch. If it's Dafka that he told her, B'shas Maisa, or Dafka he told the B'lashon Kafel, or even if he didn't tell her, but it's known that it's out laws. Any of these reasons, Lamaisa, there's a Gzeira Jarabon. The Rabbanim made a Gzeira that because of Hitzos Laz, if you're Megarisha because of a Laz, and it's clear to Bezin as because of a Laz, whether you said so, or the third sheet is the Rambam, even if you didn't say so, the halacha is a man can never take her back. This is the din, the very clear din.
How does that help? Even if you can't take her back,
so the pashup shot is that we tell him b'shas to get that this is final, meaning it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We tell him it doesn't matter if the laz is true or not. Either you agree to do a final get or there's no get. It's spoken out at the time of the get. That there's no break. This is the. Yeah.
But he's not anyway saying I would never want to give her again.
So we can't control what people say, but we could control if intelligent people are going to worry about it by making this takana. We shut the door. If he goes to anybody who's knowledgeable in Hilchos Eben Ezer, he'll know that it's just it's spinning in the wind. It's not, has no bearing.
And if we did make it there,
then we would have to take it seriously. Now, we're going to talk about this today. Had they not made the Gezerah, what would be? And this is where the controversy snowballs into a major discussion.
But don't say nowadays, when the record gets. It's
any
tonight, anything.
This is all tonight, that's very right, clearly, in all my days.
So yeah. That's right. So that's
okay. All right. Let's try. I would like to discuss where this goes outside of this sif. Last week, we learned this sif. We learned the case of a man who gives his wife a divorce. And like I said, there are three sheetahs. I really should be clear. The first two sheetahs hold. You have to say b'shas ma'isa. The third shita is the Rambam shita. The Rambam has a pasuk like the second lashon in the Gemara that this takana was an einish leprutzais, that it wasn't outside tilas, that it was an einish to prutzais, that they can never go back, and everything we can discuss today has nothing to do with the Rambam shita, basically. And it's a third shita. The Rambam always pasuk like the second lashon in the Gemara, but he's a das yachid. All the Rishayim here pasuk like the first day. That it's Mibnei Hitzos Laz. Chalkas Mocheka Gimel brings the three Shitas in the Rishayim. And it's very clear that we paskin like. If you want to take a quick look in Chalkas Mocheka Gimel.
What did Rambam do about that in this case?
I don't recall. Yeah, you're right. V'yashem Dafka Bidha Amala. So Chalkas Mocheka says, Das HaRishayna Hu Das HaRosh V'Hator Nepasku Ketana Kama. The Chachamim or Karava, the pasuk like to say the Hagemara. That's a Shni or Rifa Rama. That's a Shlishes or that's a Rambam. Gam King Tanakam like a Chachamim. Rock the pasuk lechumra, Kalishna Basra. David loy omala aslazira mishum knasa. It's a knas on prutzes. Biriyarachti meshesha haxes. So it's a machlekes rishayim. But there's no question that the halach is like the first two shitas, that we paskin, if you say so, we paskin that mishum leitzah aslaz, it's chazal made a loy plug. If you give a get for one of these reasons, and like it says, it's involved, Bezin tells him, aviyadeh she'inatam azir ala'ilam, and this halacha, it's a chiddush to most people, but that's it. It's a beferish adin and shalom yisru. Now, where this discussion takes a turn, which we have not really discussed, is in the overall issue of when a man could say, had I known, I wouldn't have given a get. Now, obviously, Chazal addressed these three issues. Chazal addressed the case of Shemra, or Nidranis, or Elanis. These cases are addressed. But what about other cases where a man comes and he says something to us, had I known such and such, I would have never given the divorce. And it seems reasonable to us. It seems far-fetched. There's nothing to talk about. In other words, we need a guideline into the Iker Din Dairaisa. Why not get in bottle? Here we have a glimpse into the issue that Chazal were dealing with. That if had they not made this takana, the husband would come and he would say, had I known the rumors are false, I wouldn't have divorced her. Are those legitimate grounds? Were it not a takana derabana? Well, it's not Tavarim Shabalev if he said so. He said the Neshi Nidranis. The first two sheets that he said. Yeah, so we're talking about what he said. He said, it was clear. You're right. If it's Tavarim Shabalev, it doesn't count. So this is a discussion in the Acharonim, which I'd like to address. Before that, when you learn the Gemara, there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on Pshat. And it's Rashi is the only Rishon against Tosfos, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ritva. What does the Gemara mean? Had they not made the Takana? So bear in mind, a man goes to Bezdin. He says to Bezdin, there are rumors that she's a Prutza. I don't want to be married to a Prutza. According to the first sheet, he even says, if I would know she's not a Prutza, I wouldn't divorce her. And he gives her a get. And later, he says she's not a prutza. The rumors were false. Were it not for the gezeira derabanan, would that be grounds for abolishing the get? Rashi explains the Gemara. He seems to say yes, there would be grounds. And Chazal didn't want that to happen, so they made this takan. However, Tosfos, and I will learn the Tosfos in a minute here in the Chalkos Mechaikot, Tosfos and Rav Rishayim say no. It's a nehotzos laz. It's not that the tain is a good tain. It's because of mitzos laz, because he's going to be mitzi laz, he'll say something about the get, but not that there's any validity to it. There's really no validity to it. The sheet of Tosfos, the Rosh, and Mos Rishayim is that if you want a get to be conditional, there's a vehicle for that. It's called Hilchas Tanai, Tanai Kofel. There's a vehicle. You want to give a get conditionally? You go, you give the get, you say, I'm giving you the get on the condition that the rumors are true. And if they're not true, I don't want to be divorced. If you make a Tanai, when Hilchas Tanai, there are rules. Tanai Kofel and Hen Kaidem Lalav, you have to say it the right way. So that's a Tanai. But if it's not a Tanai, it's just words, the Shita of Mos Rishayim is that you really can't be Mevatel the get. It's only Hitzah Aslaz. And I think what somebody's about to ask is what do you mean the first Lashon is Tanai Kofel? Right. The first Shita, B'da'amulav ne'kach ani mitziyacha, the Kofel Dvarav. It is a Tanai Kofel. So that's where Tosfos comes in. Tosfos, no, the question is, here he made a Tanai Kofel, and was saying that the get's not a get. So Tosfos, on Daf Mem Vav, in Gittin, asks the Kasha, it's a Tanai Kofel, the get should really be bottle. The Tosis is quoted in Chalkas Mechaikot Dalet. Ayin begitin daf mem vav b'taisvus, Dibra Masal Yomar lo. The Mayri, the Kafal Devarav, Avoloi Kafal Litanai. When we say he said a double Lashon, we mean his schmoozing was a double Lashon. He came into bed, he's schmoozing into bed. He said, I'm doing this because of that. Had I know, if it wouldn't be true, I wouldn't do it. But it doesn't mean that he said it tonight, kafal. The im kafal it tonight, v'amar al-minoz zani naisin la get, v'min sayin sheka la yi get. The father, he get bottle. V'loy mahani mad lo yaser. Chaynu d'shir rajba. This is a halacha. Halacha is, haktaisvis, and rajba. If he says it tonight, kafal, if he gives it a get, and give me a get on the condition that the rumors are true. If the rumors prove to be not true, I don't want it to be a get. That's a Tanai Kafel. And Hen Kaidim Lalab, you probably have to say it the other way. Hen Kaidim Lalab means the preferred one first. You probably should say first that it's not true. But anyway, whatever, however you say Tanai Kafel, he says it, then you're right. The get will be out. But if he's saying it not with the vehicle of Tanai, just Dalach Yelach of Bezdin, then the get is minadin, the get is kayim, it's not bottle, even though we know he wouldn't have done it any other way. The get is a good get, and the umdina that he wouldn't have given it notwithstanding. Here they made the takana mimnei laz, which Tosfos, the Rosh, the Rash, behold, it means a false laz, an improper laz. Now, based on this Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch, we turn today to a discussion of a man who gives a divorce not because of Shemra, not because of Nidranis, not because of Eilinis. In a case where there was no there was a different circumstance which caused the giving of a get. And the question of whether such a get and such a get is bottle. The Reish Barishain, the very first and most famous case, is a get that was given in Vienna in 1611 by the Sma. And it's called the Vienna get in Svarim. The Vienna get ripped Europe in half. All the Gedolei Yisrael were torn on it. There are, to my knowledge, 19 Svarim that have tshuvas about it, about this get. What was the story? It wasn't even such a complicated story. A young couple got married, and shortly after the marriage, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 3 weeks after the marriage, he became sick. He became deathly ill. No one tied it that the wedding was a toss. He got married, he was well. And afterwards, he became very sick. The family of the wife was concerned that if he died, the wife would fall to Yibum. And there was an issue with Yibum. I think the brother was a cotton. You can't. You have to wait. If he's 10 years old, it's one thing. But if he's 2 years old, you have to wait 11 years to give a get, to give a chalitza. So they wanted very much that he should give a get to his wife. He didn't want to give a get. He wanted to be married to her. He was optimistic he would get better. And he didn't want to give a get. So there are different versions of how the conversation took place, but it's clear that they promised him that he'll give a get, and if he gets better, she'll remarry him. In other words, the get is only done to avoid the chalitza issue. And if he gets better, that she'll remarry him.
So they did that with the proper tonight, or they had?
No. And the get was given without a tonight. The get was given, and he got better. I don't know if they were happy or unhappy. It doesn't say, but he recovered from his illness. He was still not a well person, and the Kalas family did not want her to remarry him. Now, Mary, they said when we said it, we meant it, but we changed our mind, you know, like it's, we don't want. And this young man was very, very distraught. The get was written by the Sma, together with the Sma, together with others. The Sma, Talmud of the Rambam, the Gedalei Yaila. And he was the Rav in Vienna who wrote the get. The Maram, Maram Lublin, got involved. And he wrote a tshuva saying for Pashtus that, reminds me to shut off my ringer. He said for Pashtus that the get's not a get. And I'm sadi, we know for sure, you don't want to divorce her. We know for sure he only gave her a divorce to avoid chalitza. So the Maram very strongly wrote a tshuva. I believe it's tshuva Kufchav Gimel in our prints of the tshuvas Maram. This quoted is Kufchav Beis or Kufchav Vav. In our prints, I believe it's Kufchav Gimel. And he wrote a tshuva saying that the get is bottle and it's not a get. It's not a get. It's very clear what his intention was at the time.
But at that time, the get was valid.
So what he's saying is the get was valid conditionally. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says, by Dine Mamin, if someone sells his possessions, he's moving to Eretz Yisrael. He says so. Moving to Israel, yard sale. Tell everyone he's moving to Eretz Yisrael and he's selling all his possessions. And then, whatever happens, there's a sealed borders and he can't go to Eretz Yisrael. So it's an umdana that he only sold it because he's going to Eretz Yisrael. So he could be mevatel the mechira. He could say it was sold with the understanding that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to make it to Naikov. We paskin umdinas all the time. All of Cheshenishpat is an umdina, is based on umdinas. A person says, I paid my chayv tezmana. Yes, we have a chazak, ain't adam prayer tezmana. That means we assume that certain things were happened a certain way. Here it's an umdana in the intention of the person. So Maram Lublin says that, look, we learn Gittin. What do you know witnesses by Gittin? We learn Dava Dava Mimamin. We learn, it says, by Yakum Dava, by Pishneidim Yakum Dava, by Chashem Ishbar, and it says, by Gittin, it says, Mutzabaravas Dabar. And Dabar Dabar, so we learn at a moment. If by Mamin Umdin is a good testimony, so by Gittin it's a good testimony. What? I can't hear you. So the question is, how does our sif come into play? What about our sif? Where does it come into play? Our sif seems to be the way Tysus learned. We're in Nafri Tekara Darabanan. If you don't make a Tanai Kafel, it's not a Tanai. And it should be nothing. So the question is how our sif comes into play, and depending on how we answer this question, we can know how to go further. Now first, the historical part of it is that most Gedali Yisrael sided with the Sma. That the get is a final get. Of the 19 shuvas that the Malachim bring, 16 are with the Sma and 3 are with the Maram. Mishkan Es Yaakov is one of them who tends generally, is Adam Gadol, but he tends generally to be a Das Yachid in many areas. And the Lavush. The Lavush also supported the Maram Lublin. And on the other hand, the other Gedalim, we know their names, people like the Marsha and the Taz, and the Shach, presumably the Shach, they all sided with the other side of the issue.
Why?
So the question is, why? Because they said that we're not mevatel gittin al pi umdina. They make such a statement. We're not mevatel gittin al pi umdina. An umdina is an umdina.
Question.
So,
it's more
than it's something that we assume, but the giving of a get is done with a final giving. That's one of the reasons. Another reason is there was a takana of the Rimi Paris. The Rimi Paris, one of the Rishayna, made a takana that when a man gives a get, whatever the circumstances might be, he should whatever circumstances may be, the get should be a final get. There shouldn't be pikpukim later on get. So these are two reasons. Now I have here a copy of the last page of the Marsha on get. The Marsha, as you know, is a daf by daf pirish. And this is the tzaddik, the last daf of Gittin, the regular parish. After, it says, Selik Chidushi Agadis Mesechtes Gittin, and Selik Perek Megaris Tegla Mesechtes Gittin, then the Marsha adds the following. Now let's just read his words. Marsha sided with the Sman. He writes, Leman Yedu Dairis Lahavan Alahiris. I want the future generations to know how to paskin. Beget Shchim Meirash, and Oistam Bedairis Halalu Bistam, Belisham Tanai. A pitik on the Rimi Paris. The Rimi Paris made a takana that we don't give gitin bitanai, we give a get straight out. Hine, achash is a chisi bezus Hashem lulmai mesechtes gitin. So now I'm making a seam on the mesechta. Amarti ki yisaydei hu ba'atzmai mashapirish ben otam de betaisis perish mi yichachazai. Listen to what he brings. Ahahi. The Chala Yaitzel Melchemes Beis David get Krisus Kaisel Leishtai. As you know, by the Bezdin of by Melchemes Beis David, everyone wrote a get. L'chein Hoisa Basheva Materes LeDavid, and therefore the get that was given to Basheva before he went out to battle was final. And Basheva is Mutal LeDavid. Now Rashi learns that they gave a get B'tanai. When they went to Melchemes Beis David. Tosis disagrees. Tosis is not true. They didn't give a get. He said maybe by Kayanim they gave a get B'tanai because he can't be Mazgur Shasai. But Tosis says, so you nice and get Gomor B'lishom T'nai. The dominic was to give a get Gomor with no conditions. U'bitzina. Why they do B'tzina? People shouldn't jump to try to marry her while her husband's away. U'kashay z'chayza mil mulchama hayakainza. And when he came back from battle, of course that helps to David HaMelech. That Basheva was Lamaisa, she had received the get, and she was a Penuya. Later, when the Navi gives Musar, he doesn't give Musar about Eshesh Ish. He gives Musar about Benol Machavera. You're taking the kispa of a poor man, one kispa, you're taking it away. He gives Musa Aspen Al Machavere, which was wrong. Ayin Sham. He says it's the same Tisus. What does Tisus say? They gave a get Gomer. It's borer. Why is he giving his wife a get? Only because he's going to Muhammad. Everyone knows. And yet, it's considered to be a good get, even if he comes back B'Shalom. But Tisus Perakazam, for Rish Yaisa, Yaisa Mitzina, Shalaya, Rabbin Pipesim, Lisana. Umashta, who bats my tikkun shalarim in Paris? So David Amel Sakana, that's the tikkun of the Rim in Paris. Began Shchimei Rashan on Nice and Belishum tonight. Elafisha is a came with sin of Shchimei Ayokaifs around Lisana, tikkun Ushias and Shaduchim Echadash, Beknas Cherim, whatever that means. Zero nearly borer, Kvar Kasafni had Varim, Kimashman, Ukapash, and Termi in Paris, David Get Gomer. So I'm adding a chiddush that this itself is the takana of the Rima Paris, which is really David HaMelech's takana to give a final.
Didn't Bathsheba's husband come back in the middle of the battle and was with her and then he went back?
David told him to be with her. He wasn't with her. He refused to go to her. David told him to be with her, but he refused. What? He was not with her. Right? He refused to go. That was the Meir B'Malchus. Had he married her and gone to her, then the pregnancy wouldn't have been suspect. And it appears from the Pasha Peshat that that's what David was trying to protect. So, that was by Rashi, that it was Al-Tanai, and he took his chances, and ultimately Uriah died, so the get was a get. Okay, what he meant when he said go back to her, that's you have to say like Rashi. That
maybe over there it's different. They gave a get Gomer, maybe they would be captured and they wouldn't know where they were. So they had to give a get Gomer.
Well, these things may or may not be, but Rashi says it was a get out tonight. And
you're able to say that discusses
could be now is if I don't come back.
Yep. You're able to say that discusses about the get Rina, is it one say that has a treatise or discusses?
Is there one sefer that discusses it? There's a Navi Shir from 1990s called the Vienna Get. And I did go through the Pratim. If I don't know which piece it is, I don't know. Where was the Get? Probably Malchus Peis David. That's why I discussed it. But Psukim by Yaitz Al-Mukham is Peis David. It was in Shmuel Aleph still, I believe. Maybe Shmuel Beis.
Shmuel Aleph, that's a very
yeshiva. So I don't remember where it was, but that's the only place, the authoritative place I know that. I'm sure there are. And I grabbed them, went up to look if Rabbi Bleich has a piece in it. I looked in his box. If he would have it, he'd bring everything. He's very, very verbose. But in the five volumes we have, it's not there. Maybe in one of the other volumes.
The Rebbe Paris for the Hilmi Paris.
What?
The Rebbe Paris for the Hilmi Paris of Rabbi Bikuach.
I can't hear you.
The Rebbe Paris is for the Hilmi Paris of Rabbi Bikuach.
Yeah. He learned other things besides his Bikuach also. Dorach HaShulchan, Kuf Mem Vav Sifkat and Lamed, brings this dispute. Takanazusha Kasavnu Nikras Bepaiskim Shem Takanas Harimet Paris, which is that by Shchimera you give a get without it tonight. Gamal Mochemes Beis David Oyoisin Kei, the Rav HaShulchan said. Kashan Hashem Get Gomer, Shem Yams Mochem Shloi Tizaka Gliba. Achayezim Bitzina Shloi Yisparasim. Mushum Mochem Anasu Ze Eze. My Tama Yisav Asheris Materis LaDavid Do Uya Girsha. As he brings this and he says, I am Asher Shali Gid. He says then, Hadava Pashit, Shem Acha Shehivri, Ein Ratzen Ha'isha Lehinas Eloi. This was the case of the get in Vienna. And afterwards, he doesn't want to marry her. Ein Biyachalte Levatalas Haget, Acha Shinis Garsha Stam. Once the Rima Paris made this tekana, he was Megarsha Stam, you can't undo the get. The Karwas Haget, Na Minig is that we even rip up the get afterwards. So it should, that it's final. V'zekar l'shloisha mei eshana. He says, already 300 years, shekam echa mei agadaylim. V'ir b'zeh loimer shezeh shemekashun achakach chosho kilu hisna. The Maharam said that when they get back together, it's because it's like a tanai. Shemloi, if this case, marseh lo yeh get, if this is not a condition, what's a condition? V'rabu olav chachmei hadaru, bitlu es tevaru, v'gozru v'gzerish, lo lo yitzi la zalzeh, v'tzatku moid v'zeh. Now, you want to know the reason. So Rav HaShulchan brings the reason, again. And to get it straight, the Sma said, it's a good get, and the Meir was the Maram Lublin. Maram Lublin said, it's not a good get. So we were asking, the Sif, the way Tosis explains, is the Sma. We're saying it's just a laz, but the get is a good get if you don't make it tonight. What was the Maram Lublin thinking? So the way the Rav HaShulchan explains it, and we'll have another explanation, he says, Iker tamei shaloi se gadol, ubnei umdina, bevade ilu yadu, shaloi esrach se lazar alav, lo yame gareshes. Had he known that she's not going to come back, he definitely would not have given a get. That's a machlekes yalkagam. The gimel of yalkagam is abaya and rava, and gilui das begitin. But that's one very specific case. That's a case where a man made a shliach to give a get, and someone told him the shliach didn't go, and he said Baruch Hashem, and then the shliach did go. So when he said Baruch Hashem, is that a bitul haget? So Rava said, yeah, gili das begitin works. Abaya says gili das begitin doesn't work, and we paskin like Abaya that gili das begitin is nothing. It's in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Samach Beis. I think I read it last week, and there it says very clearly, b'med v'amurim shu bitul k'shebitlei b'feirish. He's mevatel the shliach b'feirish is batel. Avam loy bitlei. Even he clearly doesn't want to get. The Shliach says, I didn't give it. I'm glad you didn't give it. Ain't a bottle. Even though there it seems to be also an umdin. So he passed like Abaya. Gili das begitten is not a gili das. So he brings that. Rav HaShulchan brings that as a raya. So I say Godel held that it is. He held it's not. Vatam, now he explains, Gid the Kiddushin Ikki Kiyuma Maide Eidim, Eidis the Kiyuma, Yabeni Labeno Lai Mahani, giving a gap between him and her don't help. We only go by what was done in front of the witnesses. Normally, umdina works in business. I saw something, it's him and you. But by get, the witnesses. So therefore, it doesn't help. Okay, it's not such a satisfying biur. This eidus l'kiyumei biur, whatever he means. But as I said, Asif seems to shtim. So I'd like to explain a little on the side of the Maram Lublin. Not that I'm paskining any halachas. The Mekubal is like the rive of them. That they know we're not mevatel gittin based on umdin. Unless it's a tonight call.
The question is, what did she do in this case of the Vinyan case? Can she marry somebody else? Or she just has to wait?
That's the whole discussion. That's what we're saying. The psak of the smow is it's a final get.
Oh, she's getting it.
Ram Lublin said that it's an umdin, it's only a get if I die.
Oh, so
she has to wait, and if he dies. That was the dispute, she can marry someone.
Is this the Arkashokh
of Simon Yod? Dr. Shulchan was Kufman based on Kotten Lamed. And that's where the Taz is, or the Taz is of Kotten Vav. The Taz weighs in on the side of the Sma, and Kufman Hay, rather. The Taz is Vav, and the Arkashokh is Lamed. So obviously, since 1611, there have been other Gittin controversies, and some of them in the Tshuvas shed light on it, and I'd like to discuss, time permitting, two or three of them. The Bina Sadam, that's the Chachma Sadam, in the back, and Bina Sadam, in the section called Beis Hanashim, Ois Lamed Beis, has his own story. And his tshuva shed a little bit of light on the Das of Ram Lublin, although he's not paskin like the Maran. His story: a man said, I'll only give a get on the condition that I get certain things. In this case, it was certain objects that were in the married house and that were joint. Apparently, he was not entitled strictly apichashim mishpa to get them. So I'll only give you the get if you give me these items. And they agreed on a shalish, on a third party. And the girl's family gave these items to the shalish, and he gave the get. And then he got the items from the shalish. And one of the items that they gave this third party was forged. It was fake. It doesn't say what it was. But it says, the third party didn't know what it's supposed to look like. He had a list of things. So he got some things. So I don't know, maybe it was supposed to be silver and it was stainless steel. One of them was mezuyah. So he said that it's his get. I gave the get. It's an ansadi that he gave the get only on the condition that it's a get, and it's clear I would have never given the get. There's a haraya. I sat in Bezd until I got a letter from the shalish that certified that he received it. It's en lachom din agadai lemizu. So he wanted to be mevatel the get. So the Bina Sadam, the Chachma Sadam paskin that the get's a good get. They owe him. They still have to give him what they promised. Dine mamon, they still have to give it. But he paskin, he said, ain't umdina begin. There's no such thing. We're not mevatel gittin with an umdina. But he adds explanation of Siman Yotzef Gimel as follows. He bases it on the language of Rashi, but he's not telling Rashi. He says, going back to Siman Yotzef Gimel, we have a man who's divorcing his wife because of rumors. So we say that if the way Tysus is saying, the way we pass it, it's just a laz. But he can't say, if not for the rumors, I want to give him the gift. Why? So the Chachma Sadam writes, very very touching, he writes, if a man loves his wife, she's chaviva alav, and there are rumors, he doesn't run to give her a gift. I don't want to give her a get. He goes. He checks out the rumors. If he has chaviva star, his mom is close on her. He says the rumors, they're not true. I don't believe them. Or he checks into it. If she be chaviv to him, or she's nidrana, she makes nidaran. So he should check into it and find out. There's a way to be matzah neder. He should go around. You know, he running to divorce his wife. So the Chachma Sadam writes, "An An Sadi ain't other Megaris is Shishtay Bishvil Mamon." This man said, "If I get these whatever these items are, I'll give her a divorce." An Sadi, you know, he doesn't love her. He doesn't really want to be married to her. He's not. He's giving her the get because of these silver items. No, he's just trying to squeeze something out. But for Etzem, he wants to be divorced from her, and therefore, it's. That's why it's Oitzas Laz, whether it's Nidranis or Eilanis, Eilanis also. He'll check into it. If it's positive she's an Eilanis, it could be he'll give her a get. But because there's a possibility she's an Eilanis, it's Maisim B'chol Yom. People stick with their wife and go to doctors and try to be Mevar. So Rabbi Nasadim says that we know people are not Megarish their wives because of money or because of rumors, unless there's a lack of chavivus in the first place. And therefore, we assume, we don't let people come with tainus, and we assume the get is a good get. And Taisa says, we're just worried about laz. Worried about laz. But stamazoi, now this is the Binas Adam's logic. To explain, it's very nice. Probably you can make a shalom bayis shmuz out of it. But you know, if he really loves her, he's not going to worry about rumors about her, and he'll be holding on to Melanesis. However, this Binas Adam Svara sheds light on the sheet of Maram Lublin. The Maram Lublin said, "I know." Rima Paris made a takana, gitna not given, but conditionally, they're not given conditionally, a man gets a get. I know it's a sugya that it was Megarish's wife because of rumors that it's a final get. But why? Because we say if he loves his wife, he wouldn't give her a get. When a man is a shchiv meiran, he's giving a get so his wife shouldn't have to fall to chalitza or nibum, or shouldn't have to be an aguna. Fakert, his love for her makes her give the get. His chavivus for her makes her give the get. The whole basis of the sugya here and the mem hey mem vav to say that the get is a get if it's based on such an umdun of chavivus, then it doesn't apply to a shchimer as giving it because he cares about her, not because he doesn't care about her. There's no habamina that he doesn't care about her, that's why he's giving her the get. You know, he doesn't want to be divorced from her. He's doing it with Tevasa. So the Binas Adam Svara sheds light on the sheet of Maram Lublin. Like full disclosure, the Binas Adam recognizes that my Pshat defends the Maram Lublin. He writes something to explain that Lav Dafka, which is it's totally in a different sugya in Gittin. But it certainly gives a little bit of Havana into the Shita of the Maram Lublin, which means, in effect, that depending on how you learn Asugya, whether you learn it's only Maitzi Laz because he didn't make it tonight, he doesn't mean it, he doesn't mean it as conditional, or because of the his Svara, so that's what it depends. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, more recently, 130 years ago, also had a get. That Vaita, his whole tshuva is based on the dozen or so tshuvas he brings by the Vienna get. It's a very long tshuva, and then Yitzchak's tshuva lamed zayin. You have a week to spend on it. Very geschmack. He goes through the Vienna get controversy in his case. But listen to his case. His case can only happen in modern times. A couple was married, and there was no shalom bayis. It was a young couple, and there was no shalom bayis to having a very rocky marriage. The girl's family wanted out. The chassan didn't want out. He said, "I love my wife. We'll work it out. People have a rocky start, and as long as it works out." So they went to a mukubel in Poland. They went to a mukubel, and they got a letter from the mukubel that says, "No, the marriage is no good. It happened at the wrong minute, in the wrong place. The best etza is give her a get. And remarry her in a mamludik time, and you'll live happily ever after." the Mekubel Rav. This is Maaseh Shaayim. So they got the letter from this Mekubel, and they gave it to him. "You're very happy, you know, we'll have a happy marriage." So he agreed. who give a get, and he's a very gullible fellow. But there are a lot of them like that today. So he gave her the get. If he gave her the get, they said, you know, we'll think about it. You know, the get was done. We'll think about it. So it seems like truly he went to the Mekubal and he said, look, Mekubal says, what? I didn't say such a thing. It's a fake out. I don't know what he said. I once had an incident with somebody here in Shul. It goes back many years. Hashem, he's happily married for a long time. Had an incident with someone here in Shul, a boy in Eretz Yisrael, met a girl. He was learning in Eretz Yisrael, he met a girl. And he went to a Mekubal. He went to a Mekubal in Tzfas. And the Mekubal said, you marry her. You go back to America, and I'm telling you, like B'nevuah, everyone's going to be against the Shidduch. Your parents are going to be against it. Everyone will be against it. Don't listen to anybody. You marry her. That's what he told. And he came back, and he came back in the middle of his man with this girl, and he told his parents, look, I found the girl I want to marry, and the parents were against it. He said, the Mekubal told me that you're going to be against it. So they actually got engaged. They got engaged. And terrible. The whole the engagement was awful. And I spoke to him. He said, look, this Mekubal, you know, like. So I tried to call the Mekubal. He didn't pick up the phone. He wouldn't come to the phone. He got his wife. He wouldn't come. I asked around who gives them money. So they told me a certain person in America who gives them money. I called the house. I said, I'm so-and-so. Can I speak to the Rav? He said, oh, you're so-and-so. You gave him the phone. So I got on the phone with him. And I said, you know, he came back here, and he said, it's not a shidduch at all. And he says that you said so. So I didn't say so. I gave him a bracha, it should be with mazel. I wasn't there, I don't know what happened. But his mom is like the case with Daniel. He said, I never said it. I said, I gave him a bracha, you want to marry her, it should be with bracha. And I never said it. So I went back to the young man. I said, he never said it, you can call him. So Baruch Hashem, they ended up breaking the engagement, and he got married later. She hopefully got married later, and everyone's living happily ever after. Mamish, this story, you go to a Mekubal, and who knows what happens. So then Yitzchak has a tshuva. What do you do? I mean, this seems like a bona fide case of a get bitos. And the problem here is that according to the Chachma Binas Adam Svara, the get should be a get b'tanai. The Binas Adam was saying, it's true. If you give a get, the Elinus and the Dranus and everything, it's true. That it's not. It's a final get. And they're in Paria, final get. But what are you going to do over here? He definitely gave her the get to be happily married to her. In his foolishness, he thought, I'll give her a get, we'll get married in Mazel Dikashah, and then everything will be Shalom Yisrael. He definitely meant it that way. So this is why there's a long tshuva in Yitzchak. And he's my chiyach that the Ikar is not like the reason of the Binas Adam, and that it's sort of a absolute rule that we don't do gittin b'tanai, and we're not mevatel gittin al pi umdina, even umdina brura, and he should have made a tanai. He's not old enough, he's not knowledgeable enough that there's such a thing as a tanai or a tanai kafel. So it doesn't matter. It's a paskins, it's a light plug. Then he deals with Chachmas Adam, is there in Simon Lamed Zayin, is Ois Tez Zayin. And Beaker, it sounds like the Binas Adam's reason is not necessarily the Iker reason that we take on. Now, I'll tell you a story from years ago. You can't rely on me for anything. This is all I'm telling you what I remember in my 20s. There was an incident with an aguna. And not only it was very tragic, because she was the only child to Holocaust survivors. They had a child and they were older. And the only child was his daughter. And she was married, and the man had multiple issues. And she was an aguna. She didn't have any children of her own. And the man lived in Montreal. Princess Hirschberg was involved in trying to get a get. And it was Lebedik. So my Shreya Rav Shalom was involved in the case. He knew that the woman was from Borough Park and the guy was from Montreal. And Rav Hirschsprung came up with a plan. They had promised him money to give a get, a lot of money to give a get, and he refused. So Rav Hirschsprung had a plan. he told Ramesha, who had been involved, Ramesha should send him a tshuva. He should write in the tshuva to Rav Hirshsprung that the man's medical issues that he didn't disclose before marriage are enough to be mevatel, to be mevatel the kedusha. As really, I'm ready to be mevatel the kedusha, make a kedusha tos, and she'll be free. But it's not something we like to do. Try one more time, see if he'll take the money, and if he'll take the money, good, let him give a get, and if not, I'll be mevatel the kedusha. Rav Hirshsprung, in his, I don't know how he did this, he said he has a way that this man will intercept the letter. As you send it with such and such, who was involved, I'm sure he's going to show this the husband the letter. And when the husband will see the letter, hopefully he'll figure, look, he's involved in the shit anyway, I'm going to take the money. So they went to Ramesh. Ramesh said, I can't write such a letter. I can't write the Kedushin, and I'm about to, I can't write such a letter. So Mishra was very disappointed. He went to the Yisai and he said, he told me, when he got home, this is before cell phones, when he got home, there was a message from Ramesha to come back. He went back. Ramesha said, I'll give you a letter, but tonight you don't show it to anybody. So he gave it to him, but tonight he doesn't show it to anyone. So Mishra told me, I can't show it to you, but if you want, it's on my night table. So there were no, I couldn't take out my camera and get a picture of it. But and it seems it worked. It seems it worked. This hechatimsa worked, and so I was thinking, Vaita, it's like kedusha tos, the get betar, the whole get is based on an idea that you're fooling him. But Vaita, it's an ansadi. He didn't give a get for years, and now he's giving a get. So al kaponim, the get was done. That was the case, which I had mentioned the end of the story once before. Ramesha told this woman that the husband is going to be mitzi las on the get. When you get married, I want to be a Masada Kedushin. Ramesha said, I want to be a Masada Kedushin, and nobody should mitzi las. The day of the wedding, Ramesha was in bed with his back, he had Tziarka. He was in bed with Tziarka. So Ramesha told her, come to my bedroom with a chuppah and 10 people. I want to do the chuppah. Wow. I got home from yeshiva that day. My wife said to me, I got a call from my father today. He said they have to get 10 people in Ramesh's bedroom to do the get. He invited you to be one of the 10. And my wife said, I'm not mevatel my husband for any reason. Nothing doing. That was a shalom bayis nesayim for me. To miss seder, but to go to Ramesh's bedroom to see him be beside the get, this is such a case. It was tough. But that's what my wife said. She said, Baruch Hashem, she said it for other things also. I'm not about to my husband, so it was kedai. But that was also a get where, the pukim are less.
But Moshe was doing it not because he held it was good, it was to
he held the get was a good get. He didn't want, there'll be mighty laws on the get a generation later. You never know who'll come along. So he wanted, he'll be Masada Kedush. And they'll say, Ramesha didn't really mean it, whatever they'll say. Okay, I don't know Ramesha's Lizbinus. This is what happened. He said that they should. Anyway, so this is where this sif explodes sort of into a bigger discussion. Okay, it's a sham. The rest of the simin is less exciting, and we'll finish the simin next week.